This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump gathered in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to decry the results of the presidential election won by President-elect Joe Biden. Protests are expected nationwide, organized by conservative groups that allege, without evidence, that Biden stole the U.S. election from Mr. Trump. Hundreds of the protesters wore the black and yellow colors of the right-wing Proud Boys organization, which has been identified as a hate group. The protest came a day after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a long-shot lawsuit filed by Texas and backed by Mr. Trump to throw out the election results in four states. At Saturday's rally, a man named Terry Desfoy said he was disappointed with the ruling. He said, I quote, I felt that the Supreme Court should have at least heard the case. He said, somebody has to hear the evidence and allow at least those of us who believe that this election was fraudulent to hear the evidence. That's the end of the quote. The Supreme Court decision allows the U.S. Electoral College to press ahead with a meeting on Monday where it's expected to formally cast its votes and make Mr. Biden's victory official. Italy is poised to overtake Great Britain as the European country with the most COVID-19 deaths. That's according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Italy has suffered more deaths in the past 6 weeks than it did in the previous 7 months. Meanwhile, Britain has begun coronavirus vaccinations using a vaccine made by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Doses of the Pfizer vaccine will also begin arriving in U.S. states early on Monday. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved it for emergency use late on Friday. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.